Welcome to episode 2, preseason predictions of the Lincoln Freed the Slaves podcast. I'm here with the senior pot analyst, here. And we also have special guest, the man, the myth, the legend, Tom Potts. If you don't know him, you don't need to.
Better get to know. That's what's good.
So today we're going to go through basically the divisions, who we think is going to win the divisions. Throw a little bit of fantasy advice in there as well, as far as players to look out for. You want to go ahead and jump right into the NFC here with the North?
Sure. I think Minnesota's a non-factor, even with the whole Brett Favre, Adrian Peterson connection. Brett Favre's got a tire blown. They're going to rely on him too much. It's not going to happen. Look for Green Bay in that division. Aaron Rodgers is going to tear it up. Greg Jennings. It's on. What do you think, Tom?
I'm going with Minnesota. Not Minnesota. I'm going with Green Bay as well. I have kind of the same feelings about Minnesota. They're going to rely on Brett Favre too much. They're going to try to change that system up to bend to him, and it ain't going to happen. He's going to have another season where he falls flat, 10 weeks into the season.
But first of all, 10 weeks into the season, that's a pretty good season. I mean, if our St. Louis Rams,
it's a good season.
And had 10 amazing
weeks. But they're predicted
weeks.
To win the Super Bowl before Brett Favre got there. Now look at what's going down.
Anyway.
Come on now. If he's only good 10 weeks, that's not a successful season for Minnesota.
It's a successful fantasy season.
St. Louis.
It's a successful fantasy.
That'll season. Get you into your fantasy playoffs.
Possibly.
But, so if you guys are both.
It'll get you into your playoffs, but you'll be finishing fourth because your quarterback just done suck balls for your playoff weeks.
So you guys are saying Green Bay is going to win the division. Who's going to step up there, in fantasy-wise, really, to carry that team to the next level?
Carry the Green Bay. Well, Green Bay, man, that running game ain't gonna do it. I think Ryan Grant's a bust. It's not gonna happen fantasy wise.
But they always seem to have somebody in like the depth category as like.
There will be somebody
to fill
there.
In for a
like
bye
a Samcon Gatto.
There will be somebody there who can run the ball. He'll have four good games. You know,
something
maybe
like
get
that.
Two 100 yard games, something like that. But that running game's shot. It ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, they're passing the ball.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers has got to be probably Brett Favre's there, so I can't say the best quarterback in that.
No,
division.
Fuck, you can say that.
You just Brett ripped, Favre. You old. Just ripped Brett Favre
I
for
did.
Like.
I did.
Brett Favre is old, and as of 2009, he is not the best quarterback in that division. Aaron Rodgers is
Aaron
hands
Rodgers
down. That's why Green Bay got rid of Brett Favre, because they felt as if Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in that division.
I've got Minnesota winning that division. It's not Brett Favre. Brett Favre was not the reason I have Minnesota winning the division. They've got a great offensive line. They've got a great defense. And, hopefully the Williams brothers would stay in the league.
The lock of the NFC North.
They got Adrian Peterson, the most electrifying player in the league. 1,700 rushing yards last year. They don't need Brett Favre to win that division. Brett Favre is just icing on the cake because DeForest Jackson.
See, that's what they think. They think he's icing on the cake, but... It's Brett Favre. When has Brett Favre ever been conservative? When was the last year Brett Favre did not lead the league in interceptions?
Yeah, I mean...
And they're asking him to not turn the ball over. Get real. Brett Favre not turn the ball over? Come on now. And the lock of the NFC North, the Lions finish last.
Hands down. That's going to happen.
Hands down.
That's going to happen.
How many games did you give the Lions this year?
I'm not gonna give them winless again, obviously. That's almost impossible. I could see them winning upwards of four.
They don't win a division game, so they're automatically 0-6.
Who do they play outside the division this year?
Outside the division, who does the NFC North play?
I'm not so sure of that one.
Schedules, you got me.
Well, they'll probably pick up two anywhere.
They'll pick up two somewhere.
We picked up two last year.
Right, and they were to Washington and Dallas, so
okay,
that was
so
a shocker.
They'll eventually walk over somebody who can't even tie their shoes.
In Minnesota, I expect Visanti Shanko to step up. Brett Favre's always loved his tight ends in the red zone. Shanko finished 7th in tight end scoring last year in a standard league, even though he only had like 40 receptions. So, he's a guy who could definitely benefit from Favre's presence, as well as Bernard Berrien. If Favre has any arm left to get downfield, Bernard Berrien will benefit.
See, I think that one of those receivers will blow up, but I don't think it's Bernard Berrien. I think Brett Favre's going to make a connection with like a Percy Harvin or maybe even a Bobby Wade is up there. I don't think Bernard Berrien is the guy with Brett Favre, but one of them will blow up.
So who do you have in the NFC South?
Well, hold on. Before we move to South, just to wrap up the NFC North, I think Chicago is solid third. You can't move them up or down. Jay Cutler's not going to get the job done there, I don't think. He don't have any receivers.
He's got a running back. He's got a great running back. More Matt Forte ain't playing around. He's going to make things happen, but he doesn't have the receivers. I mean, Greg Olsen's the best one he's got up there.
Yeah. Word out of Chicago is that he's making everyone around him better, and you always like to hear that.
Well, that's going to happen. I mean, look at his receivers.
He is a 24-year-old pro.
But he don't have enough around him.
Yeah, but look at his receivers last year. Look what he did with Brandon Marshall. Look what he did with Eddie Royal. I mean, he's going to make things happen,
right,
kind of like a Brett Favre does in Minnesota with at least one of those receivers. But Devin Hester is no Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, right. I mean, yes, that's bottom line. They don't have
the
same talent.
They can win eight games in that division, but
the best wide receiver he has, Earl Bennett. I'm sorry. He played with him before,
right,
too.
That and Devin Hester, all he really has is wheels. I mean, is he a proven receiver? No. I mean,
you're just all over the Earl Bennett band.
Earl Bennett's the number two guy, and Devin Hester ain't going to get it done. Somebody's got to benefit.
Are you really going to say Earl Bennett has more talent than Devin Hester? I mean, you see all
I'm
the,
not saying
the kick
talent.
Returns?
I'm saying
maybe as far as hands, he might.
As a receiver.
I mean, hands, yes.
As a wide receiver.
I've heard Devin Hester has better routes this year, though. I mean, that's also
well,
what's coming out.
Anything's got to be better than what he was doing last year.
But, yeah, anyway, just to wrap up the North, I see Green Bay 1, Minnesota 2, Chicago 3, and obviously Detroit 4.
Okay, well, we talked about the Rams earlier.
Earl Bennett did not catch a single pass last year, just to let you know.
He had Kyle Orton. Kyle Orton is garbage, but that's a different division. So, moving on to the NFC West. Talked about the Rams earlier, how they won two games. How many games did the Rams win this year?
5.
I'll drink the Kool-Aid and say 7.
I have to go with 5-2. They might steal one or two division games from, like, Seattle or San Francisco, but 5 is a good number. So, who do we have winning this division? Paul, who do you got?
I have San Francisco. And it's not so much a belief in the players they have there as it is in belief in Mike Singletary. I think he gets the job done. He's going to motivate people. I mean, they've had years of high draft picks. They've got to have some talent somewhere, right?
Yeah, but one of them is Alex Smith. Where is he on the field?
Yeah, I mean, draft picks
he is
don't
a
really
solid backup.
And while you say
Sean Hill,
while you say that Mike Singletary is going to turn that team around,
that's
the field,
that's too much emphasis.
I mean,
on
one
coach.
Thing is the coach doesn't strap on the helmet and play on the field, so he can give them as much grit, as much backbone as he wants to. But can it translate to the field? Do they have an offense to do anything?
And I say yes. Yes, they will. It will translate to the field.
Isaac Bruce is the number one receiver with Josh Morgan. Frank Gore is not going to get it done by himself, sir.
But I say it happens. That's why I say.
And their defense is not that great.
Their defense isn't good.
Like I said,
defense.
They have talent on the roster, and they got a guy to motivate them. That's why I say.
But a guy to motivate.
And our division's horrible.
Our division is horrible, and they could steal some games. But that's not the team that's going to do it.
That's the team I'm going with.
Okay.
I got Arizona hands down. Even if Kurt Warner gets hurt, there's too many weapons on offense.
When Kurt Warner gets hurt,
I'm with that. I also have Arizona. I think that's the most talented team.
And nobody
both sides of the ball in this division.
Nobody in the NFC West can stop that offense. Come get real. I mean, the Rams
are improved
on defense.
That offense will not be the same when Kurt Warner not under center. Then they'll have Beanie Wells, who is fragile, and they'll have Tim Hightower, who is horrible, except for the goal line. He did score like 10 touchdowns last year.
Okay, so Matt Leiner played what season and a half? One season and
something
four games,
like that,
something
yeah.
like that. Matt Leinart's probably easily the best backup in the NFC West, including Alex Smith.
You're buying the Matt Leinart hype?
No, I'm not buying the hype. I don't think
he's
a
the
great
best backup in the West,
he's the
though.
Best backup. He's
Kyle
the guy
Bowler
who's going to go in there, and
he'll
probably
Alex
throw
Smith
one interception a game, but Mark Bolger's
Seneca
there's
Wallers,
been talk that he's not even going to be the backup, that it'll be the St. Pierre
no,
guy.
No, St. Pierre, it didn't cut it. He didn't do it in preseason. Ken Wisenhunt's not going with him. He signed a $1 million deal on a 1-year contract. Matt Leinart's going to be around. He's the 5-year guy. He's in what year 3?
At some point you got to call it, right?
Contract.
At some point you got to cut your losses.
At some point you got to call it. But they have Kurt Warner, like you said earlier, who's going to go down. St. Pierre ain't going to get it done. He might as well go play in Canada.
Exactly. None of them are going to get it done, and that's why they're not going to win the division.
I don't know about that.
Okay, so from Arizona, obviously the best fantasy players on that team are the wide receivers.
Oh.
But do they fail because Kurt Warner goes down? Do they lose fantasy stock without
yes.
that quarterback?
Yes. And they lose a ton. They're no longer elite receivers. They're in the top of the second tier.
I can't do that because they're not they're yard after catch receivers. Larry Fitzgerald and Anquan Boldin are also playmakers. I mean, it's not the Rams.
Kurt Warner won, like, didn't he win the MVP last year?
No.
No.
Who won the MVP?
You know, I'm not so sure.
AP, maybe? I don't think it was Kurt Warner.
It was AP, as a matter of fact. Almost guaranteed.
You can continue your Anquan Boldin and Larry Fitzgerald. Okay. We'll be elite with Matt Leinart at quarterback.
Well, I don't think they'll. I mean, they're not going to be the
guys. They're both going to. Oh, okay. That's what I said.
They're not going to. But they'll still be elite compared to other wide receivers in the league.
They will no longer be top five receivers.
Yeah. Well,
Anquan Boldin's already not even being taken.
Without Kurt Warner, Larry Fitzgerald turns into the sixth guy. Anquan Boldin falls to 19, if not lower.
But still, 19, you guys have three wide receivers on your team. You know what I'm saying?
The 19th best wide receiver. Not getting it done.
Yeah, he's not getting to the third read.
He's not getting that. He's throwing to Anquan or he's throwing to Larry or they're going to mess around, screw up, and run the ball, which they can't do.
So Peyton Manning won last year.
Peyton Manning won last year. Okay. Let's go back to San Francisco. Is there anybody on this team that's going to do something fantasy-wise?
Yeah.
Frank Gore, Sean Hill. Possibly Josh Morgan.
Is Sean Hill going to do anything in the standard league, though?
Yeah, he'll get his touchdowns. I'm confident.
I don't think so. I think that's
any touchdown San Francisco gets this year is running.
San Francisco's got to be the worst fantasy NFL football team to pick from in that division, including the Rams.
They have been in the past.
Yeah.
They will not be under Mike Singletary.
Yeah, I don't think the offense is getting it done. The defense adds grit. They might steal a few games, but that ain't happening. So let's go to Seattle. TJ Houshmandzadeh is the new guy on the face of that team.
It's kind of an old new guy, don't you think?
I'm sorry?
It's kind of an old new guy, don't you think? That's quite long of a tooth.
Yeah, I mean, does he...
Albeit, and you know what? He's in Seattle. He probably get a case of the drop season now because that's what every Seattle wide receiver does.
It's the rain, brother. That's what it is.
You're there, those ugly green gloves. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, I hate Seattle, man.
Matt Hasselbeck, is he a quarterback that's going to win some games? Well, I mean, he's going to win some games for them, but is he a quarterback that's going to get anything done?
They're only going to win games because they play in our division. They'll beat us. They'll beat up on
Arizona
when Kurt Warner's out. Yeah.
So they'll win that second game. Okay, so other than say,
well, week one they play us. You think they'll beat us week one?
Yes, probably.
I actually think we're gonna win week one. Personally.
At Seattle, I don't think we win that game. But anybody else, Matt Hasselbeck, TJ Houshmandzadeh, obviously the fantasy front runners on that team. Anybody else gonna do anything?
Julius Jones is poo, and you can't have him on your team.
What about the edge? Is he gonna?
No.
Do Nike commercials again where he's running in the trees.
Nate Burleson could be a bye week filler late in the season after people are getting injured and whatnot, but even they all have a case of the dropsies up there. You can't have anybody except TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Yeah, in my mind, he's pretty much the only ownable fantasy player.
Hasselbeck could be ownable, but that's another bye week filler.
A bye week guy, yeah, at best. So. St. Louis Rams is where we're at, the hometown team. Steven Jackson. That's
end of conversation.
End of conversation, really.
Donnie Avery could do something. He's a number one wide receiver on a poo team. He's going to be from behind, so that means they'll be chucking the rock. So
I mean, yeah, he'll get the rock the most.
He'll get the looks, but will he get
healthy?
Will he
have some injury concerns?
No, he's out. He's in week one. He's playing.
Yeah, but he had a hip thing last year, a foot thing, foot thing this year.
He's a speedster.
He might be another injury Steven Jackson kind of guy. Ain't gonna happen. And who's really gonna get him the rock? Does that offensive line step up? Can they pull it together and make something? I don't think so. I think whatever quarterback's back there is still gonna be running for his life.
I think our defense is much improved this year, personally.
I think so.
Our secondary is looking good. We got Bartel and OJ, and this Butler cat from New York is tearing it up this preseason, albeit it is preseason. He just seems to add a whole dimension of leadership to our team. We've got that middle linebacker we've been craving for since London Fletcher with James Laurinaitis.
who's going to make some things happen.
We get to move Will Witherspoon out to the edge to blitz the quarterback.
I don't think Jane Laurinaitis turns into the best middle linebacker.
Well, I didn't say that. He's a rookie.
I think in this division, the guy Patrick Willis from San Francisco.
But even now, Singletary's got him starting to do what they got Witherspoon on the outside and rushing the quarterback because he's a playmaker. He can make plays. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go ahead and move on. We don't want to focus on the woes of the St. Louis Rams for too long. So who do you guys have in the South, the NFC South?
South is a tricky division to call. Always is every year. It's the only division that they've all won. They've all finished last. This particular year, I have New Orleans. I also have New Orleans.
I think that's a lock in that division.
I won't call it a lock. Atlanta's going to do some things. I mean, Tampa Bay is nothing, personally. And Carolina, Carolina's hit and miss every year. Jake Delhomme could throw 6 interceptions a game, or he could throw 3 touchdowns a game. That's D'Angelo Williams is not bad. I mean, whew.
Here's a tough division
to call it up.
Here's to the Carolina Panthers running game. I hope D'Angelo Williams does something. What he came on at the end of the year last year didn't help me in my fantasy woes, but that's another show. sorry. I don't think Carolina's doing anything. Tampa Bay, they're sorry. They don't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
They have 1.5 running backs, and they have 4 of them who will play. But
yeah, I'm with that.
They got Antonio Bryant, I think, is their receiver. That's who it is.
Yep.
He ain't going to make anything happen because he's got nobody getting him the rock. That defense, sorry, the best guy they have is Rondae Barber, has been for the last 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
And he ain't going to make anything happen. He'll have a good game maybe against the Giants. That's about it if they play them. New Orleans is winning it.
Oh, yeah.
Got to.
So who on New Orleans is going to – I mean, obviously Drew Brees is a no-brainer. He's going to be
one of the top quarterbacks in the league.
Marquise Colston stays healthy. He jumps up. He's probably already a top 10 wide receiver just because Drew Brees.
Gates is another guy. If he stays healthy, he will have, you know, a monster season there.
Yeah, definitely. Does Jeremy Shockey come back? Does Jeremy Shockey do anything, or is he pretty much –
It depends. I mean, if he's going to get all hot-headed and yell at Drew Brees like he was last year, Drew Brees is probably like, you know what, I got 6 other dudes I can throw the ball to. I don't care who gets their stats.
Exactly. I mean, Marquise Colston.
But, I mean, if Jeremy Shockey keeps it close to the vest and just goes out there and does his job, I mean,
yeah.
he's still a talented tight end and can do his job, you know.
The only other team that really I think has a legitimate shot there is Atlanta, and I just don't think it's their year. I think give them another year, Atlanta's going to be winning that division for quite a while.
Well, you can't necessarily say quite a while. It is the NFL, after all. I mean,
quite a while, 2 to 3 years in a row is a pretty good run at divisions. I think they'll have that with Matt Ryan and.
Yeah, I mean, I like Matt Ryan, but I don't think he takes the next step. I think he made it to the NFC Championship game last year.
No. Division.
Division game. Yeah. Made it to the division game last year. He's not doing the same things he did last year. I mean, they got Tony Gonzalez. He has a middle threat now. Somebody to go. Great end zone guy. Red zone guy. But I don't think it's going to happen.
Take some heat off Roddy White.
Yeah.
I don't think it's happening this year, but I think, you know, watch out for them.
They'll win games. I got them as my wild
card. One of the best fantasy NFL teams.
Oh, yeah.
In the NFC, anyway.
Definitely.
I mean, Roddy White's going to get his. Michael Jenkins is okay. Tony Gonzalez. He's going to be a top 3 tight end.
Michael Turner's going to get his.
9 touchdowns.
Jerry Norwood's going to get his.
Yeah, so that's going to happen. And that's about it.
That's about it for the South. As far as the East goes, there's a lot of fantasy talent here. I mean, I would say out of any division in the NFC, it's between the East and the North as far as who's got the fantasy talent. Who do you guys have winning the NFC East?
The NFC East, I have the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm jumping on the bandwagon. I think Donovan's going to do it. They had another playmaker, somebody who can also return kicks, and Jeremy Maclin. I mean, you can't rely totally on a rookie receiver, but I think DeSean Jackson only gets better. they have
receiving This has got to be, right, some of the best receiving talent they've had there in a while.
Kevin Curtis is there. He's coming
in healthy. He's healthy, right.
Yeah, I mean, they have a decent tight end, and that Celek guy who came through last year.
Celek is good. He's good enough to let the L.J. Smith get his walking papers. Yeah. So.
I mean, he won't progress to top three tight end in the league. It won't happen.
I don't know. He tore it up last playoffs. I mean, and he's a young guy. So.
But he's, at this point, he's both scaife. He had six good games, if that.
So do you guys think we're going to see Michael Vick in some sort of Wildcat-type formation?
Wildcat, maybe not necessarily, because they could tell from the preseason his strength isn't necessarily a running play. It's standing, waiting for the coverage to go downfield, and then once everybody is gone, then he can run. That's his strength right there. He's not a running back. Is pretty much what I'm getting at.
I mean, he's a slot guy. He's a scat back. He can stand back there. He can take a, fake hike to Donovan straight over to Michael Vick, maybe throw the ball, juke maybe one guy, but he's going to get got.
But he does add another dimension. He can hand it off. He could scoot out on a bootleg.
Opens up that offense, and I don't think that
you're more scared of him running the or throwing the ball from the snap than you are Ronnie Brown. I mean,
Michael Vick gets 5 minutes a clock a game, and it's in the middle of the game when it's just kind of at a lull and you're trying to make something happen.
He'll be the trick play of the Philadelphia. He'll be the wide receiver reverse pass, of the Philadelphia Eagles.
He'll be that guy. He'll be that guy you just kind of put out there as a decoy slash.
Let's see if they freak out and leave somebody uncovered and get an easy score.
Let's see if they see the weapon on the field. And decide.
They remember his highlights of, juking eight guys in Minnesota. That highlight I'll never forget. Running through everybody.
He's probably the best. I mean, I know he hadn't played football in 2.5 years, 3, but he's probably got to be the best backup in the NFL. I mean, you got Michael Vick as your backup. Come on.
He's
no Donovan McNabb. I mean, I think they're not winning the division if Donovan McNabb goes down.
No, not at all. Not at all. But he can play a game or two, and they'll probably win them.
So, Drunk, you have the Giants, it looks like. What?
I do have the Giants. Personally, I don't like Dallas this year. With T.O. departing from Dallas, T.O. was good at creating double teams, which freed the field for the rest of the team. Roy Williams will not create that. So I really see the Cowboys taking a step back. I don't really know why I have the Giants. I just got this gut feeling on them. They do what they do. You know what I'm saying? Like your theory with the Mike Singletary. Tom Coughlin's got his system in line, and no matter who he's got running it, it just seems that every year that they're winning 10 games.
They've got a good line. They got a great line. The defense could be better than last year with OC back.
Right. They don't necessarily have any fantasy studs per se on their team. I don't like Brandon Jacobs on my team. I don't like Eli Manning on my team as far as fantasy wise.
Brandon Jacobs, if he could stay healthy a whole year, he'll be a stud. But he just won't. He's too big.
The guy's a battering ram.
Right.
I mean, Ahmad
Bradshaw is probably the best backup running back in the league. I mean, they don't have name guys. They have depth, and it just seems that depth wins in the NFL.
Yeah, they're not.
You say Ahmad Bradshaw is like the second best running back in the league. The best backup. Yeah. I would probably not agree.
To differ.
Yeah, I would say that's crazy talk.
Come on, crazy talk? That's definitely not crazy talk, sir.
I think in that division, my guy who's going to blow up as a backup running back is going to be Felix Jones. That's going to happen.
If he can stay healthy.
I don't have Dallas doing anything at all. I'm glad that Jason Witten's their best receiver. That's for sure. No other receiver on the team's doing anything.
They got secret plays.
Roy Williams is a joke. Marion Barber will do well, but hopefully he just opens the door for Felix Jones to change up the pace and do better.
I don't like Dallas this year.
I think I have Dallas winning the division here. I really think that with T.O. gone, it's going to help the offense. That'll get them back to their roots of a running team. Their line is huge. They can just wear people down. Tony Romo will get his 2 touchdowns and an interception every game. That's mostly off play action. Felix Jones is incredibly talented if he can stay healthy. Marion Barber, again, talented guy if he can stay healthy. Between the two of them, I think they got, you know, probably the best running attack in that division.
And as far as Washington, I like them to win about 8 to 10 games, but that's not going to do anything in the
NFC. Most competitive division in the NFL.
It's between that and the AFC South, in my mind.
Yeah. Moving on, actually, we're to tied the AFC. Right. Start off with...
Let's go ahead and go to the South. I mean, we just segued into that pretty nicely. Very competitive division. Who do we have winning this? I've got Tennessee here. Looks like I've got Houston in the wild card as well. How about you, Tom?
I actually have three AFC South teams in the playoffs. I have Tennessee winning that division. I know Peyton Manning is a legend. Sorry about that, legend. But I think Tennessee is just going to make it happen. Kerry Collins seems to not be losing games for them. That running game is sick. Cheeseburger lost 30 pounds.
Talk about best backups in the league, Vince Young. I mean, I don't think they're going to worry at all that Vince Young comes into the game.
Vince Young's Matt Leinart, and he's a head case.
Nah, I'd put my faith in Vince Young before Matt Leinart any day. He did lead them to the playoffs his rookie season. Or was it his sophomore season? One of them.
It was his rookie, I'm pretty sure. And actually, in this division, I actually have Houston winning it. I think Matt Schaub will stay healthy all 16 games. Their defense is much improved. They got DeMario Williams, Dante Robinson, D'Amico Ryans. Their running backs are good enough to get the job done in that division. That's a very competitive division, and I still like Houston to win it.
I think Steve Slayton's going to have a good year. Matt Schaub doesn't stay healthy. It won't happen. He misses 6 games.
So we'll see Dan Orlovsky?
You'll see Dan Orlovsky running out of the back of the end zone. Yeah, that's going to happen.
It's a scary thought for Andre Johnson owners.
Yeah. I still have him doing well. He's Andre Johnson. Hell, they had Sage Rosenfels back there who throws 2 interceptions a game. He's only going to win you 2. So that's okay. What else? Who else?
How do you think Indy's running game is going to do there? I think really the way – their running game is going to determine how well their season goes. I could see them making the playoffs in a wild card if Joseph Addai and Donald Brown step up their game. They had a pretty horrible running game last year.
Well, letting Peyton Manning's Peyton Manning. Yeah. He'll get to the ball to whoever's open.
I'm big on Anthony Gonzalez. I think he steps nice into the Reggie Wayne role that he used to have before Marvin Harrison left. I think he plays that well. Reggie Wayne's going to go down a little bit just because he's the best receiver on that team.
Yeah, I think he'll get doubled a little bit.
I think Anthony Gonzalez benefits from that. He's quick. He's got hands. He's like a slimmer, faster Ricky Prohl.
Where do you – I don't know if that's like a ringing endorsement, but
Ricky Prohl played in the league a long time, caught a lot of passes, man. I mean –
but he was never like you're asking him to replace Reggie Wayne.
I'm not saying he's going to replace Reggie Wayne. I'm saying he fits well into the Reggie Wayne role. Reggie Wayne moves into Marvin Harrison's role.
Well, I'm just saying, their production, the wide receiver production will go down. Well, maybe not compared to last year, because Marvin Harrison, take it from me, he did not do anything last year.
No, and I'm sorry.
I totally feel that.
He took up a roster spot. That's what he did last year. He wasn't anything last year. He's got hands. Used to be a playmaker. He's got no wheels. And since we're in the AFC South, might as well talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're not going to do anything. MJD will get it done. I don't think he can carry the load. He'll probably get injured.
That division is just so tough. I can't foresee them.
I don't think they're lying. I think they're relying on some rookies on the line. I don't think they're lying.
Two rookie offensive.
Yeah, right. Monroe and Lodol. Yeah. That's tough. Both your bookend tackles are rookies. That's cause for no good. And Dave Girard, has he really proven that he can get the job done in the NFL?
Yeah, he can get the job done. He's not going to win you games.
But does he have a receiver that's going to do something with the ball after he gets it?
Torrey Holt is 5 years past his prime.
Not a
Torrey Holt was never a guy who got yards after carry. He was a catch the ball and drop to the ground.
Turtle.
Yeah, I mean he can help you get up the field. He'll catch a touchdown pass, but don't expect him to make a play. That ain't happening. And they got, who's their second receiver? Nobody knows.
Dennis Northcutt, maybe?
He might still be there. Is, who is that kid they drafted 3 or 4 years ago? Reggie...
Oh, he's gone. Oh, Reggie okay. Williams.
Reggie Wolf, Williams.
Ernest Wilford's gone there.
No, Ernest Wilford came back.
Another pretty competitive division in the AFC would be the North, you know, with Pittsburgh there and Baltimore. Those, I mean, it's not competitive all around, but I think those guys will have a pretty good run to see who wins that division.
Let's not forget about the Cincinnati Hard Knocks. Come on now.
Yeah. Speaking yeah. of Cincinnati Hard Knocks, Cincinnati. Chris Henry has now caught a preseason touchdown pass in every single game this year. Watch out for Chris Henry. I'm telling you.
And Jesse Palmer.
Jordan Palmer.
Jordan Palmer, I apologize.
Jesse Palmer was the bachelor from the backup of the New York Giants.
You're right.
That's right. That's accurate. Accurate.
These guys are going to bag on me for saying it, but Pittsburgh wins this division.
The Steelers fan. Tom Potts is our resident Steelers fan.
I'm not a Steelers fan. I told you they're going to bag on me. They're the best team in this division. They won the Super Bowl last year. They had strength of schedule. Theirs was the hardest, and they still won the Super Bowl. They go to an easier schedule. It's not, Joe Flacco can't do anything enough with that team to take the Steelers out of that number one spot.
I like Baltimore, but Pittsburgh's winning.
I have Baltimore. I think their defense continues to be solid. I think their running game will be even improved over last year when it was already pretty solid. And I think Joe Flacco takes the next step and, you know, does what he can to manage the game. I don't think he's going to blow up for any sort of elite numbers, but I think he'll be a serviceable quarterback for that team, for what they're going to ask him to do. They have a pretty talented three-headed running attack with Ray Rice, LaRon McClain, Willis McGahee still sticking around, stealing goal line touches there. They just, you know, it seems like they have potential to do it. Pittsburgh's been doing it for a while. It seems like at some point,
well, if anybody's going to do it, it will be Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. It's not going to be Cleveland. It's not going to be Cincinnati. Yeah. So, I mean.
I like the
Cincinnati
Baltimore
can
Ravens.
Win games, but they're not going to.
They're not going to win the division.
No. I like the Baltimore Ravens. That defense runs itself. They don't need a coach. Rex Ryan's gone. Who cares? Doesn't matter who the coach is. Those players coach themselves. Ray Lewis has got to be one of the best field generals ever in the game, including quarterbacks. Guy's sick.
If you have Ray Lewis, you don't need anyone to motivate your defense.
Exactly.
You don't need a pep talk before the game. No. You have Ray Lewis.
Yes. I think they hurt a little bit from the departure of Bart Scott. Bart Scott was a maniac outside linebacker. He got it done. Without him, they lose a linebacker who can make tackles, but that's a defense they can plug any kid into and will do well.
And they do have Derek Mason, who's a consummate professional. He did retire,
the
but
recently PPR
machine.
Derek
PPR
Mason.
Machine. Don't sleep on Derek Mason if you're in a PPR league. Really, he's consistent. He's going to catch 8 to 10 balls almost every week.
It don't matter. It's only 30 yards. It's at 8 points will be worth it.
And don't take Todd Heap. It's not worth your time. There's plenty of other tight ends in this league. Some teams have two that I'd rather have than Todd Heap. He's not going to do anything.
So I had a question for you. If a wide receiver in Baltimore steps it up, who's it going to be? Is it going to be Mark Clayton? And that's almost the only name I can think of there. Todd Heap, is he going to be the number one receiver? You don't seem high on him.
It'll be Derek Mason.
It'll be Derek Mason. He comes back. They did sign Drew Bennett, but he retired.
Yeah, Drew Bennett is horrible.
Drew Bennett's terrible. Is frying pan hands, yeah, for sure.
They don't have anybody else there. I mean, it ain't happening. Don't, they had their best receivers when they didn't have a quarterback.
Don't take anybody from Cleveland. Not even worth having. No quarterbacks. Braylon Edwards is done. He can't even
For
catch.
Where you get Braylon Edwards, he could turn – I mean, just a season ago –
The
he had a 1,500-some-yard season.
The upside,
potential is there.
It's gone.
What happened? He dropped passes? I mean, do you think his injuries? He lost a step? What's gone about it?
It's everything, man. All that. He's lost a step. He can't catch. The quarterbacks are getting him the ball. Can't get him the ball. He's not
he
getting
lost
open.
His swagger.
It's between the ears sometimes too. I mean, he thinks he can't catch the ball, so now he can't catch the ball. It's like that sometimes, you know. Wide receivers are crazy beasts like that.
So is the AFC West the worst division in football?
Woo!
Ooh, gotta
or
be.
Is it the NFC West?
No, it's gotta be the AFC West. It's San Diego and three other teams. That's really what
and
it
three
is.
Three minor league teams.
Yeah.
I mean, you got that high school team in Oakland Raiders. Somebody there is. running the show poorly.
And then you got the might as well be high school team in Denver, the way Josh McDaniels is running things up there. Holy cow.
Yeah,
why don't you just run out all your star players?
It's not a high school team. It's a cheerleading camp. Those kids are soft.
They weren't part of the clique.
Yeah.
They had to go.
He's soft. He's a like I said, a cheerleader. That's all he is. All he did was ride Bill Belichick's coattails up to the top. He did something with Matt Castle, but who knows if that's the system or what. Or
Randy Moss and Wes Welker. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he did have talent to work with. So do you think, how long does he last there if Brandon Marshall wants out of town? If Brandon Marshall gets out of town and he has successfully run off both of their Pro Bowl players from last year, how long does he stick around?
I give him 2 years with Brandon Marshall.
If Brandon Marshall walks,
Brandon Marshall walks.
If they win, I mean, if they go undefeated or something, he'll stick around. Well, but if he walks.
He's got 2 years regardless. He's
going to get the 2 years.
2 years canned.
I mean, they did keep Mike Shanahan around forever.
What a terrible way to follow up.
He's making a mockery of himself, though.
What a terrible way to follow up Mike Shanahan. That's terrible. It's epic fail.
And what did Mike Shanahan do to get why is he out of town? That was one of the offseason moves that really puzzled me. They looked
really
like they were ready to take the next step, compete for that division, and just, we're going to fire our longtime coach.
They probably just felt his message wasn't getting across to the players no more. Who even knows? Crybaby Jay Cutler might have said something to the owner about, hey, we need to get this guy out of here. And then, look what happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he didn't think that through. The guy on his team was – the guy on that team before that was in Jay Cutler's corner probably the most was the quarterback's coach. And then as soon as Mike Shanahan left, Josh McDaniels got rid of him. He didn't stay long, so he got his feelings hurt on that. Then the ever talked about trade rumor with the Patriots to try to get Matt Castle hurt his feelings, so Jay Cutler cried his way all the way to Chicago.
I don't think Kyle Orton gets it done.
No.
Woo.
Come on.
I'm going to say this. Kyle Orton is no Matt Castle. And that's saying something.
Kyle Orton will drive him all the way down the field and then throw a left-handed pass and get it picked off. That's
Kyle Orton's good between the 40s. Anything inside the 40,
they should have a quarterback by committee.
He's seen
Kyle Orton in between the 40s, right. Throw the backup in the red zone.
He seems to piss down his leg once he gets in.
The best quarterback on that roster is Chris Sims. Think about it. I mean, really, Chris Sims has actually won games before.
Obviously, Kansas City is not doing anything.
Yeah,
fired an OC. Todd Haley looks like a spaz out there, man.
You know, I had high hopes for Dwayne Bowe and Matt Castle to develop some kind of
connection.
Castle
ain't even playing until week 4.
But right, then Castle went down, and it's like, who's the quarterback there?
And they got to play Baltimore right out the chute week 1.
Yeah, Todd Haley came from the Bill Parcells tree, but all he took from that was Bill Parcells' attitude and anger. I mean, that's how he tries to translate it to the team. He's eccentric. He's crazy. Nobody's going to buy into it.
Talk about somebody who's only going to last 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, he's an assistant coach. That's where he tops out at. He doesn't make Dwayne Bowe better. He's a play caller. He's not a lead man. Dwayne Bowe doesn't get better. He's still raw talent. He doesn't progress to the next level. Matt Castle, Todd Haley's going to get him killed, and then he's going to bitch at him for being a wimp. And he's going to break him. So Todd Haley's got 2 years, too.
Yeah.
So is there anyone in Oakland that you wouldn't mind doing it?
Yeah, I took McFadden pretty high.
Pretty high on McFadden. I mean, if somebody on Oakland becomes an elite fantasy contributor, it's Darren McFadden. He's the only guy that has a shot.
They cut their best quarterback, so I mean.
Well, my deal with Oakland is the defense is the best part of that team. Well, that defense is a defense that's going to steal them a couple games in that division. It's not going to be the offense.
Their running game's not bad. Their O-line's good.
Well,
I wouldn't call the O-line good. They're
good run blockers.
Denver's D is terrible, so he'll get his yards against them. Kansas City's D is terrible. He'll get his yards against them. And Sean Merriman's likely to get suspended.
Choking out Tila Tequila.
So,
that guy's a waste. You hear what they said on the radio?
So he'll probably get his yards against San Diego as well. So, I mean, if you ask me, Darren McFadden's a viable fantasy threat.
I don't think so. I think he has an injury thing, too. I mean, the guy was hurt coming out of Arkansas, and then he was hurt for, 8 games last year. Didn't rise to the top of the depth chart. Yeah, maybe he's their number one.
He still did run for 900 yards last season.
In half a season. That's monster.
Well, Steven Jackson tripped over his lip to over 1,000 yards, and he threw it as well. So
that's true.
The Oakland Raiders don't do anything, I don't think.
Well, I'm not trying to proclaim the Oakland Raiders are going to do anything.
At best.
Darren McFadden.
At best, they make Darren McFadden into a star and lose games.
Darren McFadden's your flex guy. He's a bye week filler.
He's possibly, but he's also possibly a number one guy.
The potential is there.
He's an athletic specimen when he's healthy.
I'm just saying he's got too many matchups to where you're not going to not put him in your lineup, personally.
So that leaves us with the East here.
I guess we didn't really cover San Diego, the team that we said was going to win the West.
We were consensus with San Diego.
As far as fair as
we covered about how horrible the other teams were.
Yeah, well,
so that, by default, San Diego.
So, yeah, by default, take Phillip Rivers, take Vincent Jackson, take LaDainian. They'll be all right. They'll do just fine.
LaDainian's a two-guy.
He is a two-guy, but still
don't make him your best running back.
No, because you'll fail. No.
Darren Sproles is... It ain't happening this year. He's going to get his little ass killed.
At least he's getting paid this year.
Yeah. He popped through some holes last year. Hey, you know, rabbit out of a hat, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. He made some things happen. That ain't happening again.
Oh, no.
Especially with LaDainian's going to come back and get all the carries.
Yeah.
I mean,
and Phil Rivers will just get the job done. Antonio Gates will get the job done.
I don't think Phil Rivers does as well as he did last year because they won't throw the ball as much.
Well, obviously, but he'll still get the job done. He'll be the best quarterback in that division.
I don't think they throw it as much as they did last year, but I think they realize that Phil Rivers is the weapon on their team. So while LaDainian comes back, he's going to make that running game better than it was last year. I think Phil Rivers still gets his. Phil Rivers. The best player on that football team. He turns his receivers into number three receivers. And that's enough given the names. I mean, Chris Chambers and Vincent Jackson. Who else? What other football team are they
really
going to play
for? Well, Gates will obviously be a number one.
Yeah.
On somebody's team. All right, now we can move on. East it is. I think it's the Patriots.
It's got to be the Patriots.
Personally.
Yeah, I've got the Patriots as well.
Yeah, I think that Jets, the Patriots, they're the best team. Tom Brady's back. Hopefully he stays healthy. I know he has that shoulder thing.
The league's got the Wildcat figured out. The Jets got a new head coach.
I mean, they did well last year with Matt Castle. Tom Brady looks good. I don't think,
they got Fred Taylor to help with that committee of running backs they have. Yeah. So
They have four running backs that they're carrying on
the
active roster.
The 12-headed beast they got.
Yeah.
Well, out of the 12, which guy? Any guy there worth owning? Does any guy in the backfield step up?
Maroney could surprise some people. I mean,
he's probably
still
the most
young,
athletically gifted.
He was injured last season.
Well, they have
did
Fred
well.
Taylor. Fred Taylor came on late in his career and he did some things for himself. He's a great running back.
And then once all those other cats get hurt, Sammy Morris will get his carry.
Any running back on that team is a guy you pick up when you screwed up and pick both your running backs on the same bye week, and you have to pick somebody up just to throw out there and hope.
I like Kevin Falk in a PPR as well for a bye week filler. He always seems to catch a few passes, maybe a touchdown on a screen pass or something like that.
Yeah.
He is the screen master in Pittsburgh. Fuck. Patriots.
And while I like Rex Ryan, the Jets ain't gonna do nothing this
year.
That
defense gets better. They're the team that added Bart Scott. Right. That defense was already decent last year.
Mark Sanchez is a rookie.
Didn't they just trade Seymour to...
And the Patriots are gonna suffer on defense because Richard Seymour's gone.
But it's still not gonna...
It's not going to hurt them too bad. They're still an all.
And that's
going to
be a high first-round pick in a year or two when fucking Oakland
2011.
Right.
It's the year after next.
And Oakland will still be horrible.
Yeah, I mean, Buffalo got T.O., they got Lee Evans, they got the weapons.
Oh, I forgot about Buffalo. Buffalo might be the surprise team in that division. Last year it was Miami. I don't think Miami's getting it done. They fall flat.
No, well, the league's got the Wildcat figured out.
Yeah. Now not only is everybody running it now, it's out there more.
Right, defenses have seen it now.
Yeah.
It's not like, holy shit, what's going on?
Teams
it's
practice.
Like, oh, yeah, we saw this in practice on Friday.
Yeah, teams practice it because they put it in their preseason games. I don't think you see as many of the teams who did run the Wildcat in the preseason doing it in the regular season, but it's probably just to, you know, understand it better.
Yeah, if anybody's going to be a shocker in that division, it's Buffalo for sure.
It's a league conspiracy. That's what it is. The rest of the teams decided to run the Wildcat in preseason games just to shut that down. Show the other defenses what it looks like. Give them a little bit of help. That offense won't ever last. It's the NFL.
So we've gone through here division by division and kind of given our thoughts on who's going to win and everything. Before we go, who is a team that is on no one's radar that could blow up a la the 99 Rams and make a Cinderella story run to the Super Bowl?
Man, oh man.
And like I said, can't be one of the divisional winners we've named here. It's got to be someone that no one's thinking about.
Well,
I'm going to go with Detroit. Detroit's almost that team every year for me. It just seems like they've got to do it, right? They got to be good eventually.
That's a Blues hockey Cubs fan. Yeah, they're going to do it. The Detroit is, they're the Cubs of the NFL.
Right, eventually they will have a good football team.
But they won't win the Super Bowl. They probably won't even.
Oh, no, it won't be. But it'd be crazy and it could happen.
Yeah.
That's my dark horse pick there. Do you guys got one? I think, you know, from what I've heard, Matt Stafford showing that he has it, if whatever that is. You know, I've read a couple places they think he has it. Calvin Johnson, you know, tied the league in touchdown receptions with God knows who at quarterback. Dan Orlovsky, an old-ass fucking Dante Culpepper. I think, you know, they got Kevin Smith. That's a talented guy, running back. They could turn things around. I mean, it's got to be better than last year, and who knows? Worst to first has happened before.
I think if I have to pick a seller team who's going to come up and make some things happen, my team, as it always is the Jacksonville Jaguars. I have to do it. I can't say Detroit. If I have to pick a team that's going to be basement that I think will blow it up or can, is Jacksonville. The AFC South is, like we
said
earlier.
Can you really qualify Jacksonville as a basement dweller?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
How long ago did they make the playoffs?
2 years ago? 3?
Yeah, but still, they're with Tennessee, Houston. Well, I guess Houston is generally the basement team of that division. But still, Jacksonville is generally the bottom of that division.
Yeah, I mean, they get thrown to the bottom of the AFC because of the division they're in. They might steal a game from the Colts, maybe.
But they win games outside the division.
Yeah. It depends. I don't know what their schedule looks like. Then we didn't base it on schedule. We just said pick a basement team and go with it. And I picked Jacksonville.
Yeah, if you're gonna hold a gun in my head and make me choose a seller that could potentially do something, Chicago possibly, maybe a Cincinnati. Cincinnati, they both either had people come back from injuries or made improvements to their team.
I could see either Cincinnati or Chicago. Those are, you know, it could happen. Likely. Likely.
Well, with Carson coming back, and I mean, that's possible.
So talking about Cincinnati.
And Pittsburgh could have injuries. Anything.
Talking about Cincinnati, I have a question. Coaches. Who gets fired at the end of the year? And it's not even going to be bold. Cincinnati doesn't get it done. Marvin Lewis is out. They blow it up.
They have an unnatural face in Marvin Lewis.
Ocho Cinco's out. Carson Palmer he's not going to get it done. That guy's another injury waiting to happen. I'm not saying they're going to cut him. I just think they tear it down and retool, hopefully.
Coach is gone for sure. I think Brad Childress is out. Brett Favre is coach killer.
I could easily see Marvin Lewis going out, but like I said, they seem to show an unnatural faith in him. They've been horrible forever, and it seems like he's been the coach that whole time.
Well, that
they had a single good season, but I think McDaniels, will be gone at the end of the season.
Done gets the hook.
Jack Del Rio could.
He runs off their talent and doesn't win games.
Those,
he'll be out.
Those are probably the three coaches. Well, yeah, the three coaches. There are four coaches that are on the hot seat. Marvin Lewis. But Brad Childress, Brett Favre, is a coach killer. Like I said earlier, they're going to rely on him too much. He's going to be drinking the Brett Favre Kool-Aid and fail. Marvin Lewis is gone. Jack Del Rio, he's got a shot at being gone, too.
Dick Geron, with his newly acquired weapons, if they don't do anything, he could be on the hot seat as well.
Oh, well, that about wraps it up. Thanks for listening, guys. And check us out at LincolnFreedTheSlaves.blogspot.com.
Woot woot.
Peace.